Oh, good morning. This morning I want to talk a little bit about working together. And as an example, I brought all the ingredients for a cake. And decided to compare them to a little bit as members of the church. So I labeled, I think there's everything here that we need to make a cake. My mom got it all together, so I put labels on here of people and what they do in the church and how we need. So sugar, or we'll start out, this is oatmeal, and I put on here song leaders. So just like a cake, if all we made in the cake was oatmeal, probably wouldn't be very good. It might be alright to eat by itself. I've never tried eating dry oatmeal. But in church, it wouldn't be very fun if everybody was a song leader and nobody else did anything else. We also have sugar. Sugar's pretty good by itself. I kind of like eating sugar every once in a while. But I put on here pastors and Melvin and Emmanuel. Church might seem kind of good for a while if it was just all pastors. Think of all that we could learn. But if everybody preached and nobody got anything out of it, probably wouldn't work very well. We also have salt. And I put on here as the sound man is James. If everybody tried to record but nobody would talk, it wouldn't work very well either. But salt makes a lot of things really good. And it's always nice when we can go back and re-listen to the messages and learn stuff again. We also have vanilla. Vanilla is also good in things, but it's not very good by itself. And I put on here children in the future of the church. If we were all children, it might be fun to play with everybody, but we probably wouldn't learn very much because there'd be no pastors to teach us anything. We also have eggs. I don't think raw eggs would be very good by themselves either, but in things they can be pretty good. I put on here cleaners. Put in my mom and Janae. I don't know, there might be some other people around here that clean too. I'm not exactly sure. But if everybody cleaned the church building but there was nobody to make it dirty, that wouldn't work very well either. We'd have a clean church building but no one to come. And we have, looks like nuts. And I put on here cooks, because when we have fellowship meals, somebody has to cook the food. But if we all cooked the food and there was nobody to eat it, that wouldn't work very well either. We also have, I didn't find names for everything, I couldn't think that far. What's this? Baking powder. I don't think that'd be very good to eat by itself, but it sure does make some things taste good, I guess. I've never tried it by itself. But I put on here the deacon or the treasurer for Randy. We need somebody to take care of all, I don't know what all the deacon does, but I'm sure he keeps everything behind the scenes running good. And we definitely need someone to do that. Here, it looks like oil. And I put on listeners, and we're all listeners. If we all listened and sang, but there was no pastors or any of the behind-the-scenes people, we wouldn't really get much out of it because we'd just sit here with, wouldn't really do anything. And here looks like flour. And I put on the janitor, which is Nevin or my dad. You know, if we all came up here but nobody had a key, nobody was to turn the heat on, nobody's turned the fan on, one, we couldn't meet inside the building, and it would be pretty miserable if we did, because it'd either be pretty hot or pretty cold. I think that's all the stuff I had. But when we all put this stuff together, and we make a cake, the cake tastes pretty good. So it is in church and life in a lot of ways. Doing things by ourselves it might work for a little while and it might seem good, but we won't get very far. We need other people to come alongside of us and work with us to make our lives profitable and work together. I've thought of a couple examples in the Bible. I'm sure we all know the story of Jacob and Esau. You know, they didn't work together very well when Esau sold his birthright to Jacob for a bowl of soup. We can see how well that turned out. They started fighting, and before you know it, there was more conflict than good, and it made for a little bit of a mess. And I thought of Nehemiah and the children of Israel, and when he went to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, he had to work together with a lot of kings to get permission to go through their land, and his king, his boss, and then all the children and him had to work together to make it work. If a couple of them would have decided that they didn't like the idea of working together and they wanted to go build the wall on their own, the wall probably wouldn't have come together very well. So let's keep that in mind. And I think my mom made a cake with all of this stuff downstairs. It's already made and for dessert, and we can, as we eat it, we can think about working together. And if the cake was just one of these things, it probably wouldn't taste very good, but all together it tastes pretty good. So let's think about it in the coming week of how we can work together with others and benefit everybody. That's all I had. You can go back to your parents.